What you don't manage controls you. Today on Growing Hope, we will share some tips on how to manage the space around us so we can take control of where we are and how we live. Don't give your space control of your life.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hopesmith and purveyor of snarky rainbows, because a little twisted encouragement goes a long ways. And one of the many great things about encouragement, even if there's never... encouragement is one of those things you don't have to budget. Encouragement is one of those things you don't have to worry about running out of. Because the more you share encouragement, the more encouragement you're going to have. The truth of the matter is, though, that when you invest anything well, you're going to find that you have more of it. If you invest your time, space, finances, relationships, health, whatever, if you invest in it, you discover you have more of it. Without an investment, nothing grows up. Last year, I announced that we needed more space. Yes, my husband thought it was funny too. But I had been eyeing the front porch since we remodeled and extended it, and I knew it was a space I wanted to claim. It helped that I wanted to also learn how to frame up a wall. Not something my husband was excited about learning at all. Not because he didn't want to learn how to frame up a wall. He just didn't want me to learn how to do it. He was never real big on me learning a new DIY tactic because he knew I was going to put that to work in different areas. But we have this huge front porch. We had this huge front porch. And I knew we needed to use it to make more space. Not so much that we needed more space. We needed to... Look, I mentioned before that we only had a 1,300 square feet and we were having 22 homeschoolers over every week, and we had the room to do it because I repurposed every space in our house. Some of it is triple timed. It did triple duty. But I wanted to be able to spread out in the space, to have more breathing room, because it turns out more breathing room helps my husband breathe better, which helps him relax, which means I'm more relaxed. So ultimately, I was doing this for my husband. But I knew that we needed to repurpose this porch. And so I went about developing a plan. And my husband wasn't really on board because he saw all the projects I had sitting around, and he saw that great big project out there growing up, you know, can we say show garden? So he wasn't thrilled with the idea of one more project. But as I began investing my little bits in the different areas, he began to see a little bit of change and a little bit of improvement. And so he consented. Or maybe he didn't have a choice because while he was gone one day, we took the banisters off the porch. But either way, my son and I enclosed the front porch. And then he and his brother promptly took it over and made it their own. I've had over a year to think about that space and think about how I wanted to work that space. Said in another way, I created a space budget. So you test your space to see what you have, and then you evaluate your space so you know what you can do with it and what you should do with it. And you adjust your expectations for the space and of the space, not just for you, but for the people around you. And then you review and adjust. Then you set your new budget, and then you review and adjust that new budget for the space that you're using. Whew! Not as complicated as it sounds. Same steps that we've been taking, and we're going to keep taking as we budget out all areas of our life. It's just that if you don't manage it, it's going to control you. So we need to manage the space that we have, and you can't manage what you haven't mapped out. If you don't know what you have and what you need, then you can't know how to put it to work. So when it comes to our space, we need to really think about every square inch that we have and every purpose that we have for the square inches that we have. What do you need to do, and what can you do with what you have? A space budget is going to help you walk through the process of making the most of your space so it never has control of you again. You may not have all the space or the perfect space, but you have your space, and you can find ways to make the space work for you. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll break down the space budget so we can launch into our balanced life. See what I did there? This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope.
Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Core. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launched several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They're surrounding the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's too many of them.
Sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are making space by making most of the space we have. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and focus coach. If you're looking for more opportunities to be focused and to find focus, I want to work with you. Visit coachforfocus.com to learn more. So take a moment right now to look around where you are. What do you like about the space where you are? What would you like to improve about the space? I've been in this office where I shoot this broadcast. I've been here for several years. When I did my space budget for this room, I realized the thing I love most about the space was the view from the windows. Now, I had to be standing or in a different place in order to see out of the windows because I had my office desk in the corner, because that's where it was supposed to be. It was a corner office desk. So it was in the corner. But because I had it in the corner, I could only see the corner of the house from the windows. I couldn't even see the amazing view. Having my desk where it was great for being able to get up and stretch and move around because it kept the space open. But it didn't take advantage of the one thing I loved most about the space. So I moved my desk, and I just don't know how I survived before this. I mean, right now I can see the garden. Even out of my peripheral vision, I can see the open space. I can see the sky. The space feels more open, even though I can't do my stretches. And bonus, I can see who's coming up my driveway. When you live out in the woods, that's a good thing. So creating your space budget is just a matter of weighing and waiting, you know, putting a weight on that space so that you know what you're using it for and how you can better use it. So the first thing you have to do is test your space. Walk through your home or your business or wherever it is that you're trying to budget and write down all the space that you have and how you're currently using the space. Even keep a record of how you use the space. Keep it for a week or a month, like we've talked about. The longer that you can keep it and the more detailed you are in how you keep it, the better you can understand. I did this with our front porch, and I monitored how often we actually used the front porch. I even tried to intentionally use the front porch. And then I enclosed the front porch with heavy-duty plastic to see if maybe we would use it more that way. And it turns out that even with just plastic up, we really did more consistently go out there. So after I kept a record of how we used the space, I knew I needed to evaluate the results. So the second thing you're going to do when you're budgeting your space is evaluate everything that you just recorded. And remember, write out how you feel. Be open and honest with yourself. Is it really going the way you want it to go? Ask your family about the space and write down the verbs that they use to describe the space. I personally like to just sit in the space. I like to live in it. That's how I really evaluate how it works. It's probably the reason that I like to move the furniture around so often. At least that's what I told my husband, so that's what I'm sticking to. So there are other ways that you can evaluate the space. You can draw out the space and cut up tiny little images and move those around, or you could create your own 3D diorama, or you could use a computer, whatever floats your boat. The point is that you need to evaluate the space. Know how it's working for you and be honest about it. If it's not working, say so. And the third part of our space budget is going to be to adjust expectations, yours and the other people that use the space. The space you have and the space you need is not the same as it was 10 years ago. Sometimes it's not the same as it was yesterday. That's why we have to review and adjust, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. So it's important to work through the expectations of using the space. When my older sons moved out of the new addition into their own apartments, I was able to take over the front room, which I have dubbed the family room. And I began to turn it into the space that I imagined when I started the project originally. I was sitting in that space last night. Now remember, this has been ongoing for several months, over a year now. And I'm sitting in there using it the way I had intended, doing my stretches since I can't do them in my office anymore, which is a bonus win because now I've got a place to do that. And my husband comes in and sighs, which is husband speak for he's annoyed. I said, what? He said, you. I was like, what about me? He said, this space. I'm like, what about this space? Because I saw it being used the way it was supposed to be used. And he just rolled his eyes and said, you felt the need to enclose the porch. And he sighed again. So I walked him through the testing process I had done for the porch. And I was able to show him how we weren't using the front porch. As a matter of fact, when people did come over, we automatically gravitated to the back porch and sat back there. When he was able to see that and begin to understand the information I had gathered, he was a little more open to the new use. We all have expectations, and sometimes those expectations don't line up with the reality of the situation. And now, the fourth thing, make a new plan. Create your space budget. How are you going to move forward with the information you have about the space you have? As I was evaluating the space in our home, and looking over the way we needed to use the new space, I realized my dad when he would come in to stay with us, he always would stop and take his shoes off at the door. But sometimes he had to step around items left at the door. Shoes. Lots of shoes. Every pair of shoes my youngest son has is at the front door some weeks. He also had to look around to find a seat. So in my new space budget, I made a plan for a Mr. Rogers space. You know, when he come in and he sit down and take off his shoes and put on his new jacket. And that's what I set up so that when my dad came in, he had a home to be able to enjoy. Make a list of the ways that your space will be used. And then think of how you can make it work for those purposes. The final thing you have to do when you're creating your space budget is to make sure you review regularly. The newer the space, the newer the use of the space, the more often you want to review. But however long you've been there, don't go more than a quarter of your year before you review. Every changing of the season can change the way you use it. Things are going to change, needs are going to change, stuff is going to change. So don't remain locked into an old plan that doesn't work within the new changes. When we first moved out to our property, I found the perfect location for setting up a picnic area. And we used it all the time. And then the kids came along and we set up our place, trampoline, and then later on a playset near the picnic area. And everything was used until things changed. And then our picnic table sat out there not being used for the longest time because I tried to hold on to that old plan. It took me forever to let it go. I wanted things to be like they were because we had enjoyed it so much, but we were moving into a new phase. And once I did let go of the need to have it where it was, we found a better place and a better way to use it. As recently as last week, I changed up the way the kitchen was arranged that had been arranged like that forever because I needed a new way. Reviewing keeps you using the space the best way possible for your situation. You have to be willing to adjust and change because you're going to adjust and change. How do you manage the space you have to make the most of what you have? Well, a space budget helps you get there. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we'll wrap up our space issues. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is, like, busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams. Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are invested in managing our space. I am Catherine Lang, your igniter of dreams, here to challenge you to set big dream goals and then dare to live them. Learn more at whiteboardofworlddomination.com. Nothing frustrates me as much as space that's gotten out of control. And when we don't adjust and change to the situation, the space will get out of control. Most of the time it seemed good when we set the space up that way, but before long it's taken off in a direction that is beyond anyone's understanding or expectation. When our boys were very little, my father-in-law wanted a trampoline, but they were little. I didn't want to spend my whole day putting them on the trampoline, watching them jump, taking them off the trampoline. I knew I needed a better plan. Well, one day, he had a backhoe over to do some work for him, and I talked the guy into coming over and digging me a hole, perfectly sized for a trampoline. So it made the trampoline level with the ground, which means the boys could get on and off without any help, and we didn't have to worry about them falling off the trampoline. I mean, it was the same. It was like the tripping. But the best bonus was when the dogs would chase each other on the trampoline and then they would start jumping. It was hilarious. It was so much fun. But over the years, the dirt around the hole began to slip away. And eventually, the kids would fall in the hole when they were trying to get on and off, which was funny for me, but not so much for the kids or the parents that happened to be there. So the hole had outgrown its use. That happens with spaces of all shapes and sizes. For whatever reason, how we wanted the space to work no longer works in that space, so we have to adjust and move on. If we never take the time to test the space, then we will never know if it works, or more importantly, if it could work better. Set your space budget. Test your space to determine how it's being used. Evaluate your space to decide how you really want it to be used. Adjust your expectations of the space to the reality of your situation. Set a new space budget for how you will use the space and then review and adjust your space usage. Manage your space so it doesn't take control. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we have been adjusting our space expectations and setting our space budget. See, I am still in the process of reviewing and adjusting after major changes in our life and sharing with you. It's helping me get closer. It's helping me make better decisions for moving forward. It's helping me manage my space. If you have any questions, or if you're struggling with your own space adjustments, or if you just simply want to share your space stories, you can visit the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page, join us over there, or you can email me at contact@growinghoperadio.com. The space situation can be finite because you only have so much space where you are. But the space management can be infinite. How you use the space is only limited to your budgetary definitions. When you sit down and make your space budget, you define what's important and you define how you're going to utilize all that you have. A space budget puts you in control of where you're going and gets you one step closer to that balanced life that we're trying to achieve. The more you invest in understanding this journey, understanding your space, understanding your desires for the space, the better and stronger your grasp on your space control will be. I am Catherine Lang, and I'm here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. See, the strength of hope and encouragement, it will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and my prayer always will be, that the words I am sharing with you are helping establish a foundation of hope in you and in me that will shatter the delusions of the world around us that are trying to hold us back and push us down. We can do this. Just remember that in all you're doing, be blessed. Be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.